The last couple of weeks we've been talking about Shomer Shemasa L'Shomer. So we're going to get into another permutation, another case of Shomer Shemasa L'Shomer, in a case where the Shomer Rishon gives it over to people that it's obvious that he's going to give it to. The Gemara talks about where you have a shomer that gave it to his wife or his children, or he gave it over to his apprentice, someone that works for him very closely. So it's a very interesting Gemara here. So let's go through the Gemara and like this.
Gave it over because
let's say he he's going away for a couple days. So he says, hey, can you watch it for me? And then something happens. So he's like, 1 second, I gave it to you to watch. So Gemara says, 1 second, you can't tell someone I gave it to you, not your wife. You know that anything in my house I trust my wife with, and therefore if I give it to you, you have to assume that your wife is the guy that the owner has to assume that the shomer will be giving it over to his wife as well. Now the Shiloh is like this. Look at the page 19 in the booklet, which is Mem Beis Amud Aleph. It says like this: the third to last line is a story. We're going to learn two stories, and they're both brought down in Shulchan Aruch. These two stories with a fundamental yisoid for both of these stories. Hahu Gavra, there was a person, the Afkin Zuzi Gabi Chavre, he gave his friend money to watch. Ashlaminu Li'ime. So the guy gave it over to the mother, to his own mother. V'oisvinu Bekartalisa, and she put it into a box, a safe box. But we learned before Pesach that for money, the main Shmira, the only form of Shmira which is appropriate for money, take a book, the only form of Shmira which is which you might say with money is putting it into the karka. Ksafim elam shmir el bakarka. You got to dig a hole and put the money in the karka. So the mother did not do that. So normally, if someone doesn't do that, they're considered peshaya and they're chayiv. Even if you put it, you know, in the back of your sock drawer, whatever, you put it into a place that's kind of hidden. It's a good hiding spot, but if it's not karka, you're chayef. So here, this guy gave it over to his mother, and his mother did not put it into the karka. The ignav, and they were stolen. Amar Rava, so Rava said, this case is very not pasher, not a pasher case. Heichi nedayinu dayane lahay dina. How should the dayanim view this case? So like this. Neima leila di day zil shlim. Maybe he should pay. Because he's shomer, shemasar, l'shomer. He gave it over to someone else, and the other person watched it in a way that he should not have been watching it. So on my next page, no, I didn't do anything wrong because I gave it over to them. And when you give me something, the assumption is I'm going to give it to my close family members. So the fact that I gave it to my mother is not a pshia. So says the Gemara, fine. But, so let's go to the mother then. So then the mother's chayiv. Tell the mother to pay. Hold on, but he didn't tell me that it wasn't his, that he was a shomer on it. I thought it was his money. Now, if she thought it was his money, what's the difference? The difference is very simple. The difference is that if she thought it was his money, she's not mechuyev to bury it. Because she thinks that it's his money, and he's giving it to her, but he's going to need it back soon. He's going to need it back. He's just giving it to me. In the meanwhile, we're family. He doesn't care for me to dafka bury it. He doesn't need me to dafka bury it. The father doesn't need me to... if it's my own child, when my child gives me something, they're not expecting me to bury it. And also, more than that, I thought he was going to need it back soon. So now, the mother says, the son didn't communicate with me that he was a shomer. So I'm not chayv. The shomer, so now let's go back to the shomer. 1 second, you should be peshaya because you didn't communicate with the mother, right, that you were a shomer. So, Neimalei, so now let's go back to him. Amayla Amrit Law, why didn't you tell her that you were a shomer? Amar, so he thought to himself, Kol shekein d'chi amin Allah d'didininu t'fei mizdarabu. I know my mother. If I tell her it's my money, she's going to be more careful about it than if it's someone else's money that I'm watching. Right? The mother, I'm giving her my stuff, she's going to be very careful with it. So I figured, the most responsible way for me to make sure that my mother's going to watch it well is for her to think it's mine. So now nobody did anything wrong. The son didn't do anything wrong by giving it to the mother, because you're allowed to give it to the mother. He didn't do anything wrong by not communicating with the mother that he's a shomer, because he figured she's going to watch it better. He's not a shomer. And the mother didn't do anything wrong because she wasn't told that he was a shomer, and therefore she just did a regular good shmira. So everybody's potter here, and the owner of the money loses out.
On a CS level, is that really the case? I mean, I know, like, personally, I watch, if someone gives me something to watch, I'll watch it better than I would my own stuff, because I don't have to replace it. But if you stop me, okay, so now I lost the bike, but I'm going to have to go buy you a new bike now.
Right, I know, but if I'm giving it to your mother, if I'm giving it to my mother doesn't care about my problem with my business dealings. You forget. But it's your stuff, I'll be careful. Let's push it like that.
The only thing worse than me losing a bike is now I have to go buy another bike for someone else, so my mother would potentially care more.
No.
She's not watching at the point. She's not being poshaya. She's just not doing.
No, she's watching it, but he figured she'll watch it better. Either way, she's not going to be poshaya. But he figured that she's going to watch it better if it's his own stuff. Me and Noach agree.
Me
and Noach seem to. I think maybe Latin mothers are more like Babylonian mothers. And they're watching over their children's stuff. But that's the Gemara says. So. So El Amarava, you know what? Everyone just prove your position, and the owner of the money loses out. Mishtaba Ihu, he makes a shvua. Dahanu zuzi ashlaminu liime, that this is the money that got lost. Umishtaba ime, and the mother makes a shvua. Dahanu zuzi asunrek, and that she watched it properly, and she wasn't pushed straight out. Upater, and everyone is off the hook. It's unbelievable, din. So the mother's off the hook because she wasn't told that she's to watch it in the karka, and she wasn't pushed either. The son is off the hook because he was allowed to give it to the mother, and he didn't have to tell her that he's a shomer.
Was there a contract in place?
No. That's why you have to make a shvua to back up all that everything. You have to make a shvua to verify that this is exactly the story. But once we verify the story, everybody's part. This is another. So that's what Mara said. So she makes a shvua that she was not told that he was a shomer, and that she watched it properly. He makes a shvua that he doesn't have the money still. The money is tackled with the mother. And now, the owner of the money loses out. If you don't make the shvua, then you don't make the shvua. Then you have to pay. What? What do you mean? If the mother doesn't want to make the shvua, then some of the mother pays. Well, again, his shvua is that he doesn't have the money, and that the same money was given over to her and got lost. If he's not making that shvua, then he has to pay. If he makes that shvua, then it's on to the mother, and then she has to pay. Okay? Now, so this is another case of shomer shemasa shomer with a twist. The shomer shemasa shomer here is when you're giving over to a relative, everything's different. When you give over to a relative, so now the relative is, you're permitted to give it over. The question is, it would seem like you're supposed to tell the relative that you're a shomer so that they watch it properly. Okay? This case is brought in Shulchan Aruch. We can see it quickly, and then we'll get to the next story. The case in Shulchan Aruch is on page, in the back of the booklet, Sif Chav Gimel, page 36. Not much is added in the Shulchan Aruch. Came out the story word for word. Maisa. Shulchan Aruch brings the story, which is also rare. But the Shulchan Aruch brings the story. Maisa be'echa. There was a story. Shehifkin Mois Eitzel Chaveira. They gave money to his friends. V'nostam HaShomer Le'imai. And the Shomer gave it over to his own mother. V'echim B'yai Yisam. And she buried them. And she hid them. V'le'tom Na'isam. And she didn't bury it. V'neginibu. And it was stolen. V'amu Chachamim. Ein HaShomer Chayv L'Shalom. The Shomer doesn't have to pay. He gave it to the mother. When he gives something over, the assumption is he's giving over to his family members. He didn't tell her it's a pikadon. And he has a taina. She was going to watch it even better. He makes a shvuah. He gave over that money. And the mother makes a shvuah that she wasn't pashea, and they're both potter. And there's not much in Shulchan Aruch that's added to this. Okay? So that's pretty straightforward. Okay? There's a question, like you were raising, which is that why didn't she have to bury it even if she didn't think he was a shomer? But he gave her his own money, so she should bury it off that. So on that, either we assume that she thought he would need it back quickly, in which case you don't have to bury it, or she figured between us we're not makbid. Okay. Now let's look at the bottom of the page, another story. This story is even more interesting. What?
What is between us and not makbid?
It means the Lashon of the Shach is, I'll read you the Lashon of the Shach, the Lashon of the Shach is that even though a normal shomer, the only shmir which is appropriate for money is in karka, but between family members, the assumption is, just watch it well, you don't have to go bury up your own backyard.
Less carefully.
What?
They're watching less carefully because it's
money. So, how do loy tamnasam bakarka, why didn't she have to bury it? Shum desavra deshel benahein, she thought it was a son. V'hu yasoik bohen. And he's going to need it back. V'lo nichalei batmanasam bakakas. The smad just says she thought he would need it back. The shach adds on words here. The shach says, v'aisa svur shaben lo yakbid. So now, now it's opposite. Now, the mother...
Even without the... Because
at
the end of the day, I give it to my mother, she's going to watch it less because
she needs
somebody to give back right now. She's not
going to
bury it.
Right, no, so theoretically, giving it to my mother is better shmira. The problem is that the mother thinks it's a more hamish relationship. So maybe I don't have to follow all the rules of shmira. I'll put it in my jewelry box. My mother is, you know, thing. Nothing. No one ever goes there.
So the male watching it, giving it to your mother is a lower shmira than keeping it yourself.
You're saying if you know this whole thing.
What do you mean if you know that?
The shmira is being done better.
The better shmira is out of the ground.
Right, meaning this Indian of Kesafim Einlem Shmira Elbuk, she's going to be more moisture nefesh for it.
Not enough it's to a barrier, right. Which is a standard for that. But
why does. What?
Right, she's being famous about it, which is more mesiras nefesh.
Right. Right.
Feels it's a song, but it's not.
I mean, we can't say both sides. We can't
say both stars. We are saying both stars. As far as the sun is concerned, we're saying that what's it called? As far as the sun is concerned, we're saying he's allowed to give it over, and the assumption is he doesn't have to tell because he thinks she's going to be more mercy nefesh. Lemaisa, she has a taina to say, I you know, there's more of a hamish understanding here that I don't have to be buried.
Understanding is a two-way understanding, right?
Yeah, you're pointing out there's a little bit of a steer here, according to the shach. According to the sma, I don't really hear the steer so much.
Why?
Because she made a mistake. The mother buries it better, but she thought...
That's on her, but...
She
reason why...
She thought that he would need it back.
Let's say it was he gave it mother... No,
he goes to the mother...
He lends his mother... He gives his mother money to watch, and she doesn't bury it. Right? And he has a tight on her. Right?
No, so apparently not.
No taina, because I assume it's a mother's son who assume that don't have to bury it because I assume you need it back right away. Okay, so if that's what we hold, if that's the case, so then you know that it's not a good of a burial. It's not a good of a washing because there's going to be no burial.
Yeah.
The shach makes it much worse. The shach prepares for that. The mother's not going to watch it as well.
Right, the shach says that for some reason she's not going to be machbid on that. Who points out this machalika shach and sma? One second. I thought the Nesivos points this out. Who points this out? Oh, here. That's a good question. Right here. He's saying it's a little bit of a steer to Gasvaras.
Maybe Metzius wearing doesn't make it more safe. It's just the technical way of...
It's an expectation, you're saying. It's not more safe, Betsim. Right, I hear. Could be. Okay, let's look at the case on the bottom of the Amud. The case all the way on the bottom of Membeza Oedbeiz, which is back to the beginning of the booklet, on page 20. The case is like this. I don't know how to count the lines. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 lines from the bottom, like two-thirds of the way down. Hahu gavra de ifkir kishusa, the first word online is kishusa. Hahu gavra de ifkir kishusa gabi chavre. He gave over kishusa, well, it's hops, whatever hops are, but it's just things you make beer with. Right. Some sort of hops. So he gave over the kishusa as a shmira. Havale ledidei nami karya de kishusa. He also had, the shomer also had his own pile of kishois. So he received a pile, and he had his own stash. Amrle Lusarasi, he told over his beer maker, the guy that works for him, Mehai Rami, please take from that pile. So he meant to say, take from his own pile, from the Shoimer's own pile. Ozal and the Shamish went, Ram Yameidach, he took from the other pile. He took from the pile of the owner, of the Nisgad, of the Mafkid. Amar of Amram, Hechin Edayinu Dina Lahai Dina. How will Dayanim pass in the Shaila? Who's at fault over here? Name Alele Didei, if we say to the Shoimer, you pay, Amar, Ana Amri Le, Mahai Rami. I told my Shamish, take from that pile. I did the right thing. I told him to take from that pile. So I didn't do anything wrong. I was not Pesheya in my Shmira. You cannot tell me I was Pesheya in my Shmira. So now, fine. So let's go to the Shamish. Why did you take from the wrong pile? Name Malay Lasar say Zilshlan, tell the Shamish to pay. Amrale, Mahai Rami, Mahai Lord to me. He wasn't that specific. He didn't say take from this one and not from that one. So therefore I'm not Pesheya for taking from the other one. So I wasn't Pesheya. So basically the Shomer wasn't Pesheya because he didn't say take from this, not from that. Because he at least said take from this. The other guy's not Pesheya because he didn't say take from this, not from that. So both of them made honest mistakes. Amar Amarle Mahai Rami Mahai like the Eid. So the Gemara says, well, what happens if one of them was further away than the other, and the guy took a long time to get back, then wouldn't the assumption be, what took him so long, must be he's going to the ones that are not mine. He's probably going to the storage house where I put the other guy's stuff. So the owner, the shomer should have chapped. Why is the shamish taking so long? Must be he went all the way to the place where I put the other guys.
Shomer should have realized that if he has already hops on site and someone else is coming to pick up hops, he needs to be more responsible. So which hops?
So he said which ones, but he didn't say this and not that so specifically. That's the shaila. So in the end, the Gemara basically says that they're both potter. Let's get the case clear. So Reuven gave hops to Shimon to watch. Shimon has his own pile. Shimon has Levi who works for him. So Shimon tells Levi, hey, go take from that pile, from pile A. And Levi went ahead and took from pile B, which belongs to Reuven. So they're both potter. Shimon's potter because he says, I was showing my Reuven stuff. I told my Levi guy, go take from pile A, pile my pile. So fine, so let's go to Levi. Levi says, I wasn't pushing in my Shmira because I didn't know specifically he meant take from there, not from, I didn't know he cares that much. I thought it was a mock, but he was telling me take from here, but maybe he would take from here, take from there. He should have told me explicitly, take from that one and not from the other one. And the Gemara says, if there's a way for Shimon to know that Levi went to the wrong place, for example, the place where Shimon put Reuven's stuff is an hour away. The place where Shimon keeps his own stuff is 10 minutes away. So when Shimon tells Levi, go get the hops, he should be back in 20 minutes. It's 10 minutes away, 10 minutes back. And now it's an hour and a half, 2 hours later, and all of a sudden he shows up. 2 hours later, Mistama, the pshat is, because he went to the wrong place. So at that point, the owner should have realized that Levi went to the wrong place, and he should not have used the hops. But short of that, if they're basically in the same place, they're potter. The Gemara also says that Lemaisa, even if you're potter from the Shemira, why don't you pay? Because Lemaisa, you benefited from his hops, because now you have beer. So Lemaisa says the beer is spoiled. The beer is spoiled, so you didn't benefit anything. Now the only question is, were you Pesheya? So the answer is, you weren't Pesheya. So the Shimon wasn't Pesheya, and Levi wasn't Pesheya.
Unlike the situation where someone is stolen, you can't find it. This is a fixable problem. There are two piles of hops. Right?
Are they equal? They're totally equal?
I guess so.
Okay.
I originally wanted him to take it out of my pile. He took it out of the wrong pile. No problem. You can fix this. Just take out of your pile the amount you originally wanted him to take out of your pile. Put it in the other guy's pile. The other guy is
well, I don't want to pay him. I don't want to pay him.
You already made that decision when you told him to take it.
How do you know it's not the
problem? No, the problem is that the beer spoiled. If the beer didn't spoil, the beer spoiled. So now I'll tell you, look, it's tough luck. Your stuff spoiled and I still have mine. That's the time here.
How do you know the hops was a different quality?
And now, I had a bomb cash on this Gemara. I didn't understand the whole Gemara. So I saw David Pavarsky in the Shiurim, Shivan Ponovich, he asked his kasha. This case is very different than all the other cases that we had. Because here, all the other cases we had, the chiv of the Shomer Sheni, the guy who got it, was he was Pesheya. So Pshia is really a grama, and you're not chayev unless you're a Shomer. And the question is, who are you a Shomer of? But over here, Levi went ahead and took someone else's hops and threw it into a beer and spoiled them. So he was Mazik Biadayim. So L'chor, even if he's not a Shomer, why does he need just chayev because of Mazik? Adam Mazik. Adam Mod Loilam, huh? So L'chor, you have to prove from here that this is a shtickle Einis Gomer. Means when I don't know, I really didn't know that it wasn't his. So you can't blame me for that type of Einis. Okay. So this is a fascinating case. So it turns out that they're both potter. Okay? Question. In the case where the owner should have realized. So the owner has to pay, right? The owner ends up having to pay. Give me the Aruch Shulchan on this. I think it's lying on top. I put it back last night, but I didn't put it in.
You're assuming also that the same quality.
Superior
quality.
Right. Now, Shaz like this. So look at the way this is brought in Shulchan Aruch over here. So it's on page 38, Sif Chav Hei. And again, uncharacteristically, the Shulchan Aruch is brought down as a story, which is interesting why he does that. Page 38, Sif Chav Hei. One second. In here. Now, by the way, what happens if the Baal Bais did say explicitly, take from here and not from there? So the Baal Bais is off the hook, but the Shomer, the Shamish is Chayev. Because I told you explicitly, take from here, not from there. You went and took from the wrong pile. Even though you may have thought that the reason I told you to take from here, not from there, is for whatever reason. I didn't know someone else's stuff. But it doesn't matter. Once the Baal Bais told you, don't take from that pile, and the Shomer and the Shamish went ahead and took from the wrong pile, he becomes Chayev now. Right? Fine.
So what's the difference? So he said take from pile A and not from B, and he took from B.
Then he was chayev. But if you just said take from A, he didn't say take from A and not B. He didn't speak out the not B part. So there, each one has an excuse to say there's miscommunication, and we're both potter.
That's
a big nuance. What?
He didn't follow his instructions. That miscommunication. He didn't follow his instructions. He was saying take from A, but
you're suggesting take from A. I took from B. What's the difference?
You come with anything wrong taking from.
Right.
If he said take from A and not from B,
then he's chayev. Okay. Now, there's a very interesting point, by the way, that we've seen many times throughout the whole sugya that a shomer chinam, aside that he a shomer sochar, I'm sorry, a paid watchman has much more achrayis than a shomer chinam. A paid watchman has to be much more careful. Not just he pays more often, he also has to be more careful. So interestingly, the poskim say that if this guy, if Shimon, the original Shomer, was a Shomer Sachar, now he becomes Chayiv, because that alone that you didn't tell the guy, take from here and not from there, is Gufa Pshia. That's Gufa Pshia for a Shomer Sachar. For a Shomer Chinam, okay, look, you said take from here, you thought that was good enough. But a Shomer Sachar, you got to be much more careful. You're being paid to watch it, and then you tell a guy, take from here, you got to make sure that every D to every I is dotted and every T is crossed. So you got to make sure that you say, take from here, not from there. As long as Dr. Shach, huh?
The only chayiv for Geneva, the only difference between...
No, Shomer Sachar is chayiv to watch more. That was, besides that, he pays more. That's what we proved. Because Shomer Sachar says he's not allowed to take a lunch break. Shomer Sachar, there's certain chayivim he has to, in the Etam Shmira more than a Shomer Chinam.
Changes the definition of a
pshia. It's a contract.
It's more against his chiyuv shmira. He has a higher level to watch. He has to watch more. The Gemara said that if a shomer chinam goes away for lunch, even though that's the derech ha'olam, he's potter, but if a shomer sachar goes off for lunch, even though that's the derech ha'olam, he's chayiv. Because you paying him to do a higher level watching. You know, it's not just you're paying him a higher insurance policy. You're also paying him to watch more. So therefore...
Would that make it a difference?
No.
I asked you to watch my diamond ring. Pay you $1 million to do it. Yeah, I expect you to have it on guard there. But if I'm giving you $100 to watch it for the summer, but I'm not allowed to leave my house, I can't go to Minyan.
Don't take it.
Okay, you shouldn't take it to the ever.
Yeah, but why are you paying me? If you're paying me, then yeah, bring it with you to Shul.
I know it's a hassle. I don't know what to pay on that.
So don't take the job. Every job is paying the neck.
But that's the expectation. I'm paying you. $100 to watch over 2 months. Expectations: you're not going to leave the house to go shopping.
I mean, if there's no going rate to be paid that way, so maybe you're just giving me a tip or something. Then economy. But if it's basically you're being paid for the job, so then you're being paid for the job.
But
you would still be a shomer sachar, though. I mean, if it's just a random matana that you're giving me, you send me a flowers for Shabbos. I don't know if that makes you a shomer sachar, right? So you give me a tip. I don't know if that makes me a shomer sachar. I'm not sure. But you're saying, does Shomer Sachar have to reach a point where you're paying me some sort of going rate? I'm not sure.
Don't accept the job.
He's very nice, but he did. So, but I'm not... Okay. No, but there's no expectation. My point is there's no expectation that I'm not leaving the house. There was never an expectation like that. So now you're going to say I'm not allowed to
I think I think that
so
I think
my point is that
well,
it's not a matter of
it depends.
Not paid,
well, I'm
more.
Just saying it depends. It depends.
Sure.
If it's in a place that doesn't if it's in a it depends. If you're going to leave it flat out on your dining room table and the only way it's being watched is cuz you're home, then yeah, don't leave the house. Then don't leave your house. Not front lawn, but you can leave it in this dining room table, lock the door and go. But that's not good enough for Shomer Sachar. But if you put it in a safe deposit box, you don't have to watch the safe deposit box. Right? Because then it's locked. So that's fine.
Shomer Sachar can't have it in a locked room and take a lunch break. And
I don't know, but he's not watching it. And he's not watching it. He's not with it, and he's not watching it.
You want to
sell
storage.
So the Shiloh that the place can talk about is an interesting case. It's an interesting case. We spoke about the case where the Shomer's stuff is 10 minutes away. The stuff he received to watch is an hour away. And the Sris, it takes him 2 hours to get back and forth. So now the Shomer, we blame the Baal HaBayis for not realizing what's going on. A, you weren't clear in what you said in the first place. You didn't say here, not there. B, it took him 2 hours. Obviously, he went to the wrong place. You should have chopped. Zuk to Gemara, Yechayiv. Rabbi Kiviger explains it's because there's a double pshi over here. A, you didn't say clearly. And B, And B, you know what took him so long? If you did say clearly, then you're off the hook, even if it took him a long time. Okay. Now, interesting, Shaila, look at this. What if it's the opposite case? What if your stuff is an hour away, and the stuff that you received to watch is 10 minutes away, and the guy's back in 20 minutes? What? So let's look at the Shulchan Aruch. So look at this. So Shulchan Aruch says, Maisa be'echad. Maisa be'echad. Sif is on page 38. Maisa be'echad. There's a story. Shehivka Kisha said, Tzachavera, Reuven gave hops to Shimon to watch. V'ayel Shoyim Kisha Sachem. And Shimon had his own. V'amr l'shamasha mizeh Kisha's tashlich l'sheichar. And Shimon told Levi, the shamish, go take from this pile. V'halach ha-shamish v'eshach mikisha shal pikadin. And the shamish ran took the wrong pile. Amu chachamim. The chachamim say they're both potter. Hashamish potter. Sherei lo amar mizeh tashach mizeh al tashach. He didn't get specific instructions. V'dima shehu marim makom. He just thought he's telling him advice. Take from here. He didn't know. So yeah, he was being specific. V'eino makbed al zeh. V'chim ba'al bayis potter. The ba'al bayis is potter. Sherei amar lo mizeh hashlech. He told him what to do. Fine. And they both have to make a shvua. Now, and if it's far away, then the Baal Bayis is chayv. Now, I asked you a case. What about if it's close and the guy shows up in 20 minutes? What did David say? Koshkit. So look at the Sma Mem Beis on the right column. The Sma says, Imaya Rochok, Koshkin, Imukarov. That's what David said. It's a Koshkin. Vahu Miher Lovoy. The Hailola Hargish Sham. The Baal Bayis is chayiv now. So unbelievable Shach over here. The Shach argues on that Sma. The Shach says on the bottom of the page, which is page Ois Mem, the Kol Shekein im hu karoiv, ve'ein im muchrach. No, why should we be mechayiv the Baal Bayis in that case? The Yesh Loimar Keshu Karoiv V'Amar Le Hatel Mizeh Shu Rochik Havale Ka'amar Le Hatel Mizeh V'Lo Mizeh Dim Loikin Lama Yitriach Lavi Mimerchak. Zok the Shach, no. If my stuff is an hour away and the other guy's stuff is 10 minutes away, so there's two piles, and I tell the Shoimer, I tell the Shamish, go an hour away to get the stuff, that's as if I'm saying, don't go to the 10 minutes away one. What's the logic of the Shoimer at that point? The logic is, I thought you were just telling me advice. By the way, take the closer one. I didn't know that now on my own, I go take the further one. I didn't think you would care. But here, the opposite. There's one right here. You're telling me don't go to the one that's 10 minutes away. Go to the storehouse that's an hour away. Obviously, the Shamish should have realized that the Baal Bayis doesn't want him to go to the one that's 10 minutes away, because otherwise he would just tell him to go 10 minutes away. Why would he tell the guy in Matriarch to go an hour? So therefore, the Baal Bayis is now off the hook. Because Rabbi Kivager says that it's not enough that you realize he's back in 20 minutes. It has to be together with the Pshia that you said the wrong thing. So you figure telling a guy to go an hour away is not saying the wrong thing, because it's as if you said, go an hour, not 10 minutes.
The guy goes for 2 hours for a 10-minute job. It could be that the wagon broke on the way. I don't know about that he went to the wrong one. So then, it was like Rami Alayinshi that he made a mistake, and I also wasn't so clear in the rinso. So we'll get Tarkin the Reyes on Machayev. Mashenkin over here, if I tell the guy, go to the one 2 hours away, and I see him back in a half hour, Al Korchov, there is no other tzad in the world.
So it can't be that it's mamish impossible, I guess. It has to be that it's within the realm of possibility. I guess maybe he got lucky, and sometimes it happens that there's people coming in from there, and he was able to get it. So what's the argument on the Shach? The Shach has a good logic here. The Shach is saying,
why is the Shamish
should be chayiv now.
No, because the fact is you told me to go further away, because maybe you're having a different worker who's you're paying me for the job, you're paying the other guy by the hour. So the next guy you're going to want to do the work, and you're going to want to do it that way.
No. So the Aruch HaShulchan says Gishmak HaSvar here to explain the other tzad. The Aruch HaShulchan says that the Saris knows that the Baal Bayis doesn't care about his tircha. The cleaning that comes in is to clean the floor. The floor is clean. I don't care. The Saris knows that the Baal Bayis couldn't care less about his tircha. So the fact that you told me to go an hour away is not because you're trying, you know, it's not because the one 10 minutes away is not available. That's because you just told me to go an hour away because you don't care that it's going to be a pain in the neck for me to get an hour away. You don't care about me. You never care about me. You don't care about my tircha. And you know what? I have one that's 10 minutes away. I'm just going to take the one that's 10 minutes away. And I, if there was one 10 minutes away, you would have had to tell me to take the one that's 10 minutes away. No, you wouldn't, because the Baal Bayis doesn't care about the tircha of the Saris. So that's what he says. That's all Chashuk. The Saris is the worker. So the Baal Bayis does, the worker's logic is that the worker's logic is that he knows that the Baal Bayis doesn't care about his tircha.
He needs to keep me busy, so he's telling me to do that.
Right. He wants to keep me busy. You know what? What am I going to do? What is he going to do with the close one? On, when I'm not around, because my day off, he's going to take the close one for himself. Whatever. He doesn't care about my tircha. So therefore, that's why he told me to take the further one. But it's not like he. It's not like there was a direct sivui. Take from the further one, not from the closer one. And therefore, that's pshat in the sma, that now becomes that even in such a case, you have to be careful what to say. That's the Gishma Kasvara that he says. Uncle Panim, both of these cases are unbelievable cases. In other words, you're a shomer. Now, again, granted, the poskim say, a shomer sachar is chayiv in all these cases. That's a shomer sachar. If you hired someone to watch something for you, then he has a responsibility to be very clear and make sure everything's set up. But in a shomer chinam case, the guy has to, you have to reach the threshold of negligence. If he gives it over to someone that he has permission to give it to, and he basically communicated the right thing, you cannot be mechayev him. And you can't mechayev the other guy because he heard what he heard. So these are like two classical cases of like miscommunication, and everyone, Lumaisa, ends up that they're both potter, and the owner gets, you know, gets the short end of the stick. Which ends up happening over here. So Hayotzei Lanu is, don't become a shomer sachar, and Lumaisa, when you get something to watch, you should probably make it tonight. I'll take it, but I'm not a shomer chinam.
Don't become a shomer chinam either.
Just say, I'll do you a favor. I'm accepting no achrayus of shomer chinam either. Because otherwise, you know, you get this whole sugi over here. It's a little, you know, it could be complicated. Okay?
I went to New York 2 weeks ago, and someone said, oh, you're coming back. I left the bag in LaGuardia Airport, so it's in New York. Could you bring it back? I meant to tell him, like, sure, but I'm not taking the advice. But I was wondering,
the reason
I left it in LaGuardia Airport.
Right. meaning what? You left it there before, you never even forgot it.
No, I picked it up. Right. It was at someone's house. I got the bag, and then I'm in LaGuardia. I'll be back. And I forgot on LaGuardia. The same thing they did.
Right.
So they're going to try to tell me, oh, you didn't watch it, now you have favorites?
Probably.
I'm sure they would.
You say you're not better than the owner. Okay. Okay, Shkar Kambayisai. We're getting close to wrapping up the main part of the sugya.
This is great.
Okay, square.